Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Network, New Africa Business Association Network Marketing and Community Group Investments. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we'll be right back shortly with tonight's show. National Muslims Business Association, which is located in Charlotte, North Carolina. I serve as the host of the Washington metropolitan area, but again, we are a local and national organization. Our objective is to identify businesses in our communities, identify where these businesses are, and of course, have these businesses to participate, such as networking with these businesses. But our objective is to for the community to know where our businesses are in our own community, especially the businesses that we should be supporting and businesses that I'm sure needs our support. So again, if you are a business owner, especially the emphasis on African-American businesses, we invite you to call in. We do have an open mic tonight. We don't have any special topics. Our topic, of course, always is business. But to let us know more about your business, we invite you to call in. Call-in number is 657-383-1372, and you may share that number with any other business owner that you may know, someone who's in business or someone who may have a very good business idea. We certainly invite your participation in calling in to our station. Identifying businesses in our community is one of our objectives, but the second objective is to, after we identify these businesses, of course, we need to create new businesses in our communities. The need for that, I can't tell you how great that need is. The only thing I can just point out, an example, and that is, look at our spending powers, and you see the hundreds of billions of dollars that we spend as consumers should be the indication enough that if we could own these businesses ourselves rather than being consumers to the business, then the wealth would stay in our communities and the development of our communities would also stay put. So again, we certainly invite you to come on and to participate with us. Again, the call-in number for anyone who is in business and wish to share their business information, this call-in number is again 657-383-1372. I think I have my co-host should have come on by now. Brother Aziz, are you there? Brother Aziz? Okay, I'm having a problem hearing Brother Aziz. We'll take care of that in just a moment. We'll be right back. We're having some technical difficulties, but we'll be
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back to the show. If we have any of my co-hosts, Brother Aziz, that you have come on yet? Okay, he should be on with us shortly. But again, like I said, one of our second objective is to create businesses jointly in our communities. Create business jointly means to do just that. I am a retired businessman, and I really don't have all that much of appeal or that much ambition to go back out in business again after retiring from business for 40 years. But after seeing the need, and like I said, the amount of consumer spending that we do, it doesn't stop me from wanting to pool my money for those who are inclined to go into business, those who do have a business idea, those who are trying to start a business. That's what the Business Association is all about. We have an investment team. And those investment teams are doing this, that they're looking for African-American businesses who wish to grow as far as bringing on new investors, new partners. And, again, the radio station, we try to bring about that information through our radio networking. But there are times when we actually meet with our entrepreneurs and those who wish to meet with business owners. And at these lunch and learns, you'll learn more about some of the investment activities that are already going on in our communities. But like I said, the indication is looking at the amount of monies that we are spending as consumers. And again, turning those funds around back into our own communities would definitely be the same advantage to us that you see that is being an advantage to some other community who are bringing businesses into our communities. Again, I do see what we have call-ins. Caller, are you there? Okay, we're still on the receiving. Our callers still having technical. We'll go to a commercial, go to the music, and we'll be right back.
One would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
Thank you.
on the line. Caller, can you hear me? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Okay, we're still having technical difficulties, so again, I ask you to bear with me. We should get through this shortly. But again, the New Africa Business Association, we do have several programs that we wanted to announce some of our upcoming activities, but some of our guest callers have more of that information than I do, so hopefully before the show is over, we will be able to get through our difficulties and be able to hear our folks that are calling in trying to participate on the show. But again, our New Africa Business Association, I can't emphasize enough, our objective is to identify new businesses in our communities and promote those businesses by having them really to promote themselves. Like I said, if, I don't know what our call-in problems are, but we have several business folks that wanted to share their business information with you this evening, but for some unknown reason, we are having technical difficulties reaching a couple of our callers, but bear with us, and hopefully a few of them will come back on. But yes, our objective is to identify businesses in our communities, promote those businesses, and hopefully you will be able to shop. And shop at these businesses that again needs our participation, and they also, as far as I'm concerned, they certainly deserve it. So again, our callers, see if we've gotten through with any of our problems. Caller, are you on the air?
Can you hear me, brother?
Okay, I think I got my host on. Brother Aziz, are you on the air?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you now. We was having some problems a little earlier. But good evening to you. And like I was just explaining to our audience, we were sorry for the problems of communications here. Something was going on wrong here, but it seems as though we are working out our problems, and so some of the callers that may have gotten a little impatient and wish to call back, the call-in number again is 657-383-1372. Brother Aziz, is normally I was explaining what our association is all about and what our objective is. Do you have anything you wish to add to it?
Well, I'm glad that, I am. Was going to say in the process of maybe I had to call back in, you know, I called back and that's, was able to, you know, we were able to hear each other this time. But I was saying our program also, especially for African-American businesses in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, which includes Virginia and Baltimore. And, that's what we're trying to promote, those businesses in particular while growing, hopefully, nationwide, but to promote the businesses here in our community, because none of that money is really being circulated, and our businesses, when we do find them, don't have the black participation that they should have from the community. Maybe it's because our people don't know about them, or hopefully that they're offering a, you know, top quality service. But that's what our objective is, as you were saying, Brother Bilal, is to promote these African-American businesses in our communities and try to get some of that economy to circulate within and not just continue to go outside of our community and not benefit us, because we know if we support our own businesses, then we're supporting jobs in the community, you know, summer jobs perhaps for our youth, you know, businesses can hire, as well as you know, again, making, you know, making money, recirculating some of that money in the community. So that's our objective. And we can find African-American businesses in the community that want to call in and let us know what they're about and how we can get a hold to them and the service, you know, the services they offer. We're more than glad to continue to put your name out in the community and let people know, you know, that you're out there serving us or you want to serve us. And that's what we're about, Brother Bilal, trying to push African-Americans to African-American businesses and see if we can generate let that money recirculate, regenerate in the community.
Precisely so. And this effort, Brother Aziz, as I was saying, is going on all over the country. We represent the Washington metropolitan area, like you said, consisting of here to Baltimore and hopefully as far south as Richmond, Virginia. But all over this country, our national association have locals just like the ones that we're representing here all over this country. And the same activity is going on because as a nation, we're spending, like you said, a large amount of monies. And if those monies were to be circulated back into our communities, then millions and millions of millionaires would be right in our that's our duties here in Washington metropolitan area, but our efforts is a national movement, a national business association. So again, for those of you that are in business and wish to participate and talk about your own business, again, we invite you to call in 657-383-1372. I don't think we're having any more technical problems, and hopefully we won't have any for the rest of the evening. So some of those who are still listening, you can call back in. And like I said, we're sorry for the problems that we had earlier. So Brother Aziz, we're out there every day trying to shake hands with business folks. As far as the radio station itself, we bear the expenses. The board of directors, mm-hmm. The ones who believe, and the New Africa Business Association, we bear our own expenses so we can get this information out and hopefully get our community's participation. And knowing each other and how we can do business with one another. So, again, it's not costing a business person nothing at all to participate in our program. Every Wednesday we're on from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and we expect to be on until we reach our objective here. This is not something that we expect to come in and be gone next week or next month. No, what we are trying to go back to change here is a necessity. Communities must have commerce.
Yes.
Must have commerce. And of course, you can share your opinion on that, Brother Aziz.
Yes, you know, again, when we have commerce in our community, that means we're providing jobs for our community members. And, you know, providing jobs for our community members, you know, it makes a better livelihood for everyone in the community. You know, we have a vested community, as you say. People have more pride in the community activities, what goes on in the community. It's a much more different generated feeling when we're doing business among ourselves. It's only natural. That's why when most of the people that come from other countries come to America, that's why they're able to set up businesses serving back their own communities. If you will notice that Americans that are born here in America, but they have a heritage from somewhere else, they have businesses here in America to facilitate those heritage. You have the Irish. You go to the Irish pubs, the Irish little restaurants where they serve whatever, the English little pubs. You go to the Chinese restaurants, the Japanese restaurants, the Indian restaurants, the Greek, the Italian, the French. And it just goes on and on. You know, these people take care of their own. You know, and as well as they have other businesses set up in the community to take care of their own. But when it comes to us, we are isolated from any of that. You know, we don't have businesses like, you know, we don't have our heritage from such and such a place. But what we do is have our own common bond. We were here born together. We're so-called African American. We're born here. We have a community. We do exist. And we spend a lot of money. We identify with one another, but we don't spend our monies with one another. And the ones of us that are in business, we don't support them like we should to help them make them better. You know, so this is our effort in trying to help make them better and trying to drive some community members to these various businesses and let the members see what we got going, what's going on there in the community, and help make them better if they're not better. Let them know what they need to do in order to be better business if they're not a good business, you know. But, you know, that's what we're about, trying to promote that type of activity and concern in the community. And we, you know, we want it to grow. We won't stop until we see it grow. And you say, Brother Bilal, we're investing in this ourselves so that we can see the results, and later on, maybe we can have it where people will be willing to advertise in a bigger medium. Then we'll have a bigger medium to express the availability of all these businesses out in our community that we don't know about, you know?
Well, we will certainly grow according to the participation of our community. And like I said, this is just an idea from us, an idea that we're saying that, hey, that we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year as consumers, and we're looking at those spending. And we're simply saying that why not become business owners? Because the spending monies that we're looking at, like I said, is right from our own communities. And so with that said, let's put the businesses in our communities. Now the dollars can circulate in that community. Brother Aziz, I do see where we may have wanted to callers, we will go ahead and leave the break. Hold on just for a
minute. All right.
All right, good evening, caller. You're on the air. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Hello, caller. If you're there, you'd like to say hello, we certainly welcome you for your call. If not, we will come right back with you. Is not ready to speak just yet, but yes, brother, I that, like I said, you and I both are retired business we're retired business persons, and being retired, being in business for 40 years, we know how hard it is to be a business person, but we also know the success of it. I am saying, Brother Aziz, I don't necessarily want to open a business for myself, and I'm almost sure you feel the same way. But at the same time, if we can, go with those who are trying to go into business, those who are starting, or those who are already in business, and pool our funds together, because we know one of the things about being in business, it's better to go into business where you don't have a lot of liabilities. So when you have the strength of group fundings or group investments, it cuts down the risk on all of us. But at the same time, it gives us all the potential of opening up a franchise or whatever type business that we want to go into. So the idea of what one can do to many of us can, that's our slogan. And of course, that's what we think can get us to where we want to go. I know we're not right here together. We're in different studios. So Brother Aziz, that's my opinion. Again, I don't want to take up too much of your time. So what is your opinion on such a thing? Okay, Brother Aziz, are you still there? Brother Aziz, I think we're back to having technical problems again. We'll be right back with you in just a second.
Bineman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bineman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.binemanassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thought I had lost you for a second. I think I was missing your comments just before we took a break. I think I may have cut you off. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that in us trying to, promote various businesses in the community, and that it's imperative that we, again, get out and let more black businesses know that we're here. Maybe they don't know that we're here. And those that are listening, please let more black businesses know about us, because they have an opportunity to be known out in the community, and that we're trying to drive businesses to, we're trying to drive consumers to them. And, we've been trying this for a good while, Brother Bilal, out here talking to people. And it's going to get better. I think some of our biggest consumers is perhaps a lot of these mega organizations, mega churches and things,
Oh, that is the consumers.
Pardon?
I said, yes, that is our huge consumer. As a matter of fact, business statistics shows that the biggest organization we have, in our African American community is the church. So,
talking
about a business, you hate to categorize the church as a business, but the truth of the matter is, it is a business, it's the biggest business organization we have in our communities is the church.
Yes.
So,
yes, and
I'm sorry.
I know there are probably a lot of members of the churches in that have businesses also.
We invite them to call in, again, any African-American business, because, When you start talking about the hundreds of billions of dollars that we spend, I don't care what African American owns that type of monies or that type of income, because again, that type of income is where we can see production coming mm-hmm. from our own communities. Like you were saying earlier about being able to hire and build your communities, Mike. Well, again, that's what I'm saying. A community must have commerce, and
yes.
we do bring. And this organization is about trying to bring that commerce together. So again, we're going to be here. We're going to continue to spend our own monies because we are retired business folks, and many of us are. Well, we couldn't be retired and if we wasn't successful business folks, because again, there's no retirement, you still have to pay your bills.
And right.
we're mm-hmm. out and run a business as to where that business can now pay our bills,
mm-hmm.
then you was a pretty good business person. You done what you had to do. And I am saying that opportunity we can create for all simply by becoming vested again with each other, and from being vested, we can now invest into the different businesses in our communities. And like I said, by going at it as a group rather than oneself.
Mm-hmm.
I would find that more appealing because, again, like I strongly believe if, you know, what one of us can't do, yes, I do believe that many of us can. So,
yes.
I'm sorry, go right ahead, Brother Aziz.
Yes, you know, bro, we see, again, people come from various places, or their heritage is from different places. And they support those businesses. We find a lot of people that come from like down in the Caribbean. You'll find Caribbean stores set up around the area to serve the Caribbean people's needs. And the people go to them. But one of the biggest things we as African Americans do, besides being consumers, major consumers, we're also major promoters. If we go somewhere and we like whatever going on there, whether it's a club, whether it's a drink or a soda, a place sell fried chicken, fried fish, a nice restaurant, whatever, we're going to tell everybody we know about it. But those businesses, most of the time, are not businesses that belong to us whatsoever. They're other folks' business. Oh, man, I know a nice Chinese restaurant you can get a lot of food or Jam Dung, a Jamaican place, African-American business here in Washington, D.C. They serve some beautiful Caribbean food, wonderful tasting food. And I promoted them a lot and told people about them, and they liked the eating. And all I'm saying is that, you know, African-American businesses that are out there that are doing well, we will promote you, and if you do well, other African-Americans will promote you if they know about you. So that's the good thing about, you know, what we will do for other businesses wherein, you know, when we're out there, if we enjoy them, we'll go tell other folks about them. So this time we start telling, you know, getting people to tell about African-American businesses, like the Horace and Dickies fried fish place in D.C. You know, it's well known. People talk about it. They tell one another all over the D.C. area. And so people get a chance, they go see them, see what they are. Ben's Chili Bowl is known internationally now. And, you know, people come in to see them. So we promoted that. You know, we all know about Ben's Chili Bowl, brother. When would nobody go there harder but late night traffic? Anybody that stayed out late at night, you know, you can go to Ben's Chili Bowl and get a half smoke or a hot dog or whatever. So we're known for promoting businesses, brother, and that's, you know, we need to look and find our own start promoting them and start putting the word out about them. And that's just one more way, you know, to bring that economy back into our community, because before segregation was in full effect in our communities, we did do business with one another on just about every level you can think of. We did business with one another.
With that said, Brother Aziz, we do have several guests I think would like to speak with you, so let's go to the telephones again and see
if the
guests introduce themselves. Be right with them. Hello, caller, if you're on the air, this is a good time to introduce yourself and everyone. Okay, I think we still got some real good listeners and real good Aziz. We'll just keep on and try to entertain whoever we can by continuing our approach. We do have several programs that I think we can go ahead and start announcing a few of them, Brother Aziz. There is a sister that is going to be coming on. She's in the she's in the entertainment business. She's very large in entertainment. So we're going to be speaking with her teacher. Also, as you know, we've been talking about the birth of a nation.
Yeah.
We do have folks from Southampton County right down where Annette Turner was born. We have many of those who may know much more about that history. Of course, they're also being promised to come on to this radio station. So the radio, our radio station, of course, we're the business association. But as you know, politics goes right along with. So there'll be times when we will be discussing some of our political issues, and I think this Nat Turner program, because again, some of those speakers we understand will actually be relatives that we've never heard of that are going to be coming through this radio station very, very soon. So again, like I said, we bear the cost for the station. Why? Because we think it's important that we identify businesses in our communities. Once we identify these businesses, and we identify these businesses by having the business to identify themselves. That's why we tell you to call in number anytime, any Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. The call in number is 657-383-1372. And you can depending on what we have programmed, we may have you even hosting most of the show. But you certainly can indeed and identify your place of business and give us information as to how we can get to your place of business. And again, we are doing this at our own expenses. Our own board of directors, a professional business, will feel the same way you and I do, Brother Aziz. And you will be hearing business folks, these other directors that run this, that has much to do with running this program as we do.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Brother Aziz.
No, I was just, just coming saying yes. That's going to be, a nice lineup you're talking about having there,
Of course, the national president of the National Business Association is also coming to Washington D.C. He hasn't been here in years, but we're going to also be having a program for his arrival. So there's there's activities for business participation. And at the same time, anytime you can come out and dine with business folks, and business folks is dining and having social entertainment with the general public. The general public,
yeah,
and the folks meeting each other in person. Business folks introducing their business right there in person, where you can meet eye to eye and you can talk,
mm-hmm,
about all the business with each other, are investing as to where business can grow even better. So look forward to our upcoming programs, Brother Aziz, and I know you have several announcements coming up because of the expertise that you have. Brother Aziz is the registered representative for Halal Foods to be in this country. He's the one that went to the federal government and had the Halal food inspections and making certain that we are dealing with regulations of that industry. So, there's a lot of information you are going to be bringing us on your expertise and how you went around the world as far as many of these certifications. So,
yeah,
a lot of hard,
yeah,
to bringing about information and business to our community. So, Brother Aziz,
mm-hmm,
I'm glad you're on this board, and I'm glad you're a member of the association along with others that are volunteering. Most of all,
thank you, brother. This is mutual feeling, brother. I'm glad to be a part of this with you because I know you have a lot of experience in the financial world, and that's key to organizations putting their charter together and properly, you know, handling the finances and not investing in bad investments, you know.
Well,
so
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, brother.
I appreciate it. And anyone else that is listening, we have everybody on mic at this time. So anyone out there that's out there that wants to say to just interject, come right on in. You may. We have a few more minutes before we'll be closing out. But again, Brother Aziz, I'm looking very forward to some of our programs and some of our guest speakers coming. One of the fields that we should be talking about here is the solo energies. Again, I'll get with scientists, African-American scientists who are actually building these solo plants as to where we can now start providing power and electric to our own communities. You're going to be hearing from these professionals very shortly, hopefully. So anything else that you wish to add to our show? Or, again, anyone who is out there that is listening, I see we still got a few callers holding. So I got the mic open to everyone. Anyone who wishes to just interject and say hello, you can at any time. Brother Aziz, before closing, is there anything specifically you wanted to say this week? Because like I said, I know we didn't put together, we kept the mic open this weekend specifically to have others to speak. But unfortunately, it looked like you and I took up just about as much time as deemed necessary. So if there's something that you wish to say just before closing, we certainly would.
No more than we're going to continue to try to find black businesses and let them know what we're about and get them to call in and let other listeners know who they are, and we'll try to build up their bottom line, you know, again, you know, help them get businesses there so that the community can grow, be invested in one another. That's what we look forward to, and we know it'll be a much safer community once we start getting these things done, you know, much, much safer, better community, a much wealthier community where we're putting it back into the community and not, you know, letting it go one way out of the community. So thank you again. And, you know, we hope our listeners tell any businesses that they know about us. So thank you very much, Brother Bynum.
Well, you certainly are welcome. And until next week, we certainly look forward to your continuing participation, Brother Aziz. And we also like to thank audience. And again, we still have a couple of minutes. Audience, if there's someone who wishes to call in and express your opinion, you still have about a minute or two. We can hear from you again at this time. Okay, we don't have any callers. With that said, then, Brother Aziz, I am going to thank you for definitely the hard work that you put into this. And I know tomorrow evening we have an engagement but we'll talk about that engagement. I think that's something that we'll be talking about in the near future, because we're going to be seeing those who have a lot to do with bringing about new film. New film coming up in America is not just all done anymore by groups that we may know. You have international groups now, so some of the films that should be coming out in the near future, we're going to have the pleasure of get some insights on some of that, and hopefully we'll be able to talk more specifically. But again, thank you so much for your hard work, and we certainly thank our audience, because, again, remember, what one cannot do, New Africa Business Association believes that the many of us certainly can. With that said, I would say good night.
My days have grown so lonely, for you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, bye. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, bye. Can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you throw away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that Dinah Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was enjoying the music.
Oh, yeah. We try to keep a little bit of that.
All right, well, I enjoyed the program, as always.
Thank you.
You all be blessed now. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. You too, though.
All right,
Bilal.
All right, Bilal. I'm going to go
grab a little grubs.
Yeah, I'm going to do the last prayer.
Me too, yeah.
Brother, good program.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Inshallah, get you caught in the morning sometime in the morning for noon.
All right, inshallah.
All right, bro. Hope you have a good evening. Thank you, too.
Same here. I sound like him.
Wake myself up, brother.